The nights and evenings have been getting colder and colder recently here in the Upper Hunter. And if you'd like to stay warm in your cold house, I might have just the man for you. Robert Nelson is an Honorary Principal Fellow from the University of Melbourne, and he's got some tips for us. Robert, how are we doing?
Well, thanks, and warm.
Oh, well, I'm pleased to hear about that. How do we stay warm in our cold house, Robert?
Well, it's a cold house. I just looked at the thermostat and it says 14.8. Oof. So, you know, if you've got a desk job, it's a bit on the nippy side.
Yes, I would agree. If you're not doing something that's causing the blood to circulate, you're going to start getting pretty cool. So what do? We just throw on a jumper and on our UGG boots? Is that how it works?
You've got a few choices. I think the range is encouraging. So, yeah, like lots of layers. Right at the moment, I'm wearing two polar fleeces on top of a shirt and a singlet. I've got a kind of a hoodie beside me. I don't need it at the moment because I've actually just taken the dog for a walk. But, you know, beyond that, there are lots of things that you can do before you put the thermostat up. Like, you can... supposing you've got a thermostat, right? Like, not everyone has a thermostat. Not everyone has a heater. And not everyone can afford the gas, right? So, or electricity, depends what you've got. So you can do an awful lot before you do those sorts of expense-incurring measures. I mean, it's still going to cost you to buy clothes, but, you know, you have them forever, and they don't have running costs. So,
yep.
You're not going to blow your budget on a sort of a jacket with a hood or a pair of pants to go underneath your pants. But, you know, you have to make a lot of accommodation for people who are frail, people who have, you know... chronic respiratory disease. The big development that I see is just so encouraging is a commercially available, very easy to get, electric heated throw.
Oh, yes, I've had one of those. They're very effective.
Have
yes,
you?
Yes, yes.
Aren't they a game changer?
They really are, because you just need to be sitting on you and just warming your little part of the lounge, for example, instead of an air conditioner doing the entire room or thereabouts.
It's exactly. It's almost immaterial, Andrew, what the temperature is, because you are going to be toasty. It's a little bit like an electric blanket.
Yes.
But one of the things that's really kind of almost freaky about them is because they sort of heat you from above. Well, you can wrap yourself up and so they heat you from below as well.
Yeah.
But if you have them on top of you, it creates the illusion, because it's heat from above, that it's almost as if you're in front of a fireplace or you're sitting out in the sun.
Yeah.
It's dead of night, you know, and you're trying to finish your emails or whatever, and you've got this amazing sort of, it almost feels as if it's radiant heat that's sort of coming on top of your lap and all this. So,
Robert, this is me asking, not offering. Okay, I just wanted to put this out there, the possibility that if you're in the lounge in your cold house and you're there with your significant other, being a little bit closer than usual, being right up close, would be sharing the body heat, and therefore we're warming each other up in the nicest possible sense of the term.
I have heard that there is a fertility spike in the cold. I think bed is a very good option traditionally. What you say is really good, you know, Andrew, because we are heat-producing mammals. So if you're near another one, that gives you a lot of heat. Our total output is a little bit like a bar radiator. It's actually quite a lot of energy. So if you can funnel that somewhere, if you can give it to your partner, that's, you know, you're a lucky person. You're synergize.
I'm very lucky. I'm not too sure about my missus, but anyway.
That's the other thing that I've heard. I've heard that that men overheat their partners often.
All right, careful where we go with this. The kids might be listening.
Careful where we go. I've heard that we've produced a lot of heat. I don't know what the story is, but I know that's sometimes even a complaint goes too far that way, you know. So we produce all this heat, and I think often what we do is we just shed the heat and then we feel cold.
Yes.
But if you've got a clever way to trap that heat, and it's just you on your own, never mind a partner, you've got plenty.
Robert Nelson, thank you very much for your tips on staying warm in a cold house here in the Upper Hunter this winter. We really appreciate your time.
Oh, bless you. Thank you very much for talking. Great stuff.